Hello and welcome back to the She's Plant-Based podcast. If you are new here, my name is Autumn. I am a holistic health coach, and today we're going to be talking about the 6 ways to stay on track with your health goals. Before we get into today's topic, I have been sharing the highs and lows, and this will be incorporated in my solo episodes. So I'm just gonna do a little check-in, sharing what's been going on in my life. But some highs: I recently just went to Palm Springs this past weekend with my girlfriends, and I guess just like a really big low has been the weather here. It's been gloomy, rainy for the past 3 months, which is obviously something that we don't really experience too much in LA. We're usually blessed with warmer weather, especially this time of year. The winters can be a little bit gloomy, a little bit rainy, but it's crazy how much the gloomy weather has such an effect on our mental health, on our emotional and mental well-being. And gloomy weather actually slows down serotonin production, which is our happy hormone. And so really big reason why I've just been feeling unmotivated, not like my best self, and I've been really pushing myself to try to get outside of the house more, trying to work outside more. When I say outside, I mean like at a coffee shop, obviously not outside because it's been raining, but that's why I've been like so on it with my fitness, because that is a serotonin booster for me. So really just finding ways outside of the sun to help boost my serotonin. But going back to what I did this past weekend, I went to Palm Springs with my girlfriends. We spent a few days there, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Palm Springs is about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive from where I live in LA, and it was just like the perfect easy getaway, and it was such a reminder that I need to be traveling more. And I don't like saying that I need to be doing more of this, I need to be doing more of that, because I can't be doing more than I am in this moment. But it was such a good reminder, the importance of traveling and spending quality girl time with my girlfriends. And yeah, it was just such a nice trip, being able to just lay in the sun, no worries. I did not work. I did not let myself work, which is something that can be really challenging for me. But the change of scenery was great. It left me feeling inspired, motivated, and just really light and good. So I'm really looking forward to hopefully what is called spring in LA, if this gloomy weather does go away. Just really looking forward to this warmer months here and being able to be outside and going to the beach, because that is something that just gives me life. People will talk shit about people who live in California, especially Southern California, saying that it's so expensive and all that stuff. But it is expensive, but you are also blessed with nice weather, the beaches, and I am willing to pay the extra money to live by this. Like, I honestly don't know any different as well, and I'm very lucky to have grown up in Southern California. But even just traveling other places, it's just not it for me. If I were to move anywhere, like, it would have to be a tropical place. Alex and I are actually going to be moving to Mexico for a month. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to be like on the water, surfing, swimming, yoga. I cannot wait. We've been planning out that trip. So yeah, that's just kind of my vibe. I'm not really much of a city girl. I need nature. I need the beach. And so this past weekend was such a reminder how I can make room for these little trips on the weekends to kind of escape LA, because sometimes living here, or I think also just generally living in a city or living anywhere and being somewhere for too long, can feel stagnant. You feel unmotivated. You don't feel like yourself. And sometimes a little change of scenery and coming back to your area can be really helpful. Even though I came back to gloomy weather, I'm not like 100% feeling motivated, but I know like what I want to be focusing on now. And I think trips are this really great reset. So super happy that I got that in. And yeah, I would say kind of like, I guess like the biggest low has just been the weather recently. Nothing else, to be honest. I mean, of course there's things that come up like stressors, work stressors, all of that, but I'm not going to get into that because it's not really important and this too shall pass. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode, 6 ways to stay on track with your health goals. So tip number 1 is think about your future self. Who is this person? How does she care for herself? I really want you to think about the bigger picture and how she shows up in the world. How does she eat? How does she move her body? What are her habits? It's important to have this image in your head. When I think back on my past, when I was going through my eating disorder at my lowest moment, the one thing that was a big, really turning point moment for me when I hit rock bottom, I just started thinking about my future self. I started thinking about myself as a mom. I saw this image of me as a mom. And it really changed my perspective because even though at that time I was having a hard time eating, I was under eating, I was restricting, I was self-isolating, I didn't know how to take care of myself, but I started eating and taking care of myself and focusing on my overall well-being because I started doing it for my future self so I could be healthy for my kids. I don't want my kids to see a mother who is insecure and has an unhealthy relationship with food and her body. I want my kids to see a confident and healthy mother. And I found myself when I was really going through it, going back to this person when I lost my motivation. And I still find myself doing that now. Maybe it's not health related because I feel like I have a really good baseline with my health and it's nothing that I overthink, especially like with food and stuff. You know, maybe like my mental and emotional well-being is not always perfect, but it's not perfect for anyone. It's a little bit easier for me to stay on track with eating well and moving my body because the way I eat and the way that I move my body makes me feel my best. But going back to your future self and what that person is doing is going to help you begin to show up as this person. If you can visualize that person, you can become that person. So the second tip is set micro goals. Now that you have the bigger picture in mind, zoom in and focus on things that you can do today. Of course, you're not going to become ripped overnight or lose 20 pounds or whatever that your goal is. However, begin to build good habits today. Set your gym routine for the week. Make sure you pick out the meals that you want to eat and you're going grocery shopping. Making sure that you're prepping some food for the week if you know you have a really busy week. Make sure that you have a water bottle so you stay on track with your water. Make sure you have workout clothes that you like to wear so then you feel more confident and more motivated to show up to the gym. This planning, which seems so simple and basic, is what is going to help you build good, healthy habits. This will help you build momentum. When you stay on track with these little things, it will help you bring your larger goals to life. Micro goals provide a clear roadmap. So each small goal is going to represent a step towards the direction you want to be heading down. You have control over your daily habits. So sit and reflect on what they currently look like and if they match the person that you want to become. Tip number 3, drop the all or nothing mindset. Health is not black and white. I see too many people thinking that everything that they have to eat is super healthy, or if they skip the gym for a week, they have failed, so they stop going. This type of thinking does not get you far. Health is complex. Even though I've been on a health journey for 7-8 years now, it has changed so much over the years. My definition of health has looked different, And it's so important to create freedom and drop the rules that you've created for yourself, because in reality, all of the stressing that you're doing is more unhealthy than eating the slice of cake or skipping the gym. The all or nothing mindset is not sustainable. It ignores the importance of balance and is counterproductive. It can lead you down a path of restriction, burnout, and so forth. You don't want to live a rigid, joyless life. Life is all about having fun. You can have fun on your health journey if you allow yourself to. You have to change your outlook. So I think that's a really important thing to reflect on, is like, what is my definition of health? What does health look like to me? And by looking at that, that can help determine if you do have this black and white thinking with health. And now begin to ask yourself, how can I create more balance in my life? Because balance is so key and important when it comes to health. Tip number 4, celebrate the wins. I see people being way too hard on themselves. People constantly feel like they're not doing enough. Celebrate cooking majority of the meals at home. Celebrate hitting your fitness goals. Celebrate the moments you let yourself indulge, because life is all about balance. Celebrate the moments you let loose with your friends. Celebrate the tools you have learned to support your mental and emotional well-being. Celebrating your wins can reinforce positive behavior and motivate you to continue working towards your health goals. So what are some ways you want to celebrate yourself? And this is going to look different for each person. Maybe this means getting your nails done, going on a trip, having a dinner with friends, buying yourself a latte, writing yourself a love letter, cooking yourself a nice dinner. Feel good about your progress, even if it's small. Tip number 5, be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to achieving your health goals. It does not mean going to the gym for a week straight and then skipping the rest of the month, or nourishing your body a couple times a week, or practicing self-care every so often. If you want to become your best self, you have to be consistent. Reality is, you're not going to feel motivated every single day. Therefore, you cannot depend on motivation. You have to be consistent with your habits. And everything will naturally unfold when you experience the result of being consistent. That is motivation in itself. When you see how you feel by being consistent every single day with your goals, you're going to feel good. And that is naturally going to give you that motivation. And it's something that can really help you when you are feeling unmotivated. If you don't feel like getting out of bed, or you don't feel like doing your meditation, think about your future self and how you're going to feel after, and how you have felt in the past after showing up to the gym when you haven't felt like it, or doing the meditation if you weren't feeling it. And I always say that just because you feel that way does not mean that it's truth. So just because, oh, it seems like it's hard to show up and go to the gym, or you feel lazy, or you feel tired, that feeling is not always truth. I think that we can identify so much with how we're feeling, that, oh, I'm lazy, or I'm unmotivated, and we begin to attach our identity to these words that we tell ourselves. So just because you feel that way right now, in this very second, doesn't mean that in the next few minutes, after doing your meditation, or after getting up and making your bed, or doing your skincare routine, or going on a walk outside, is going to mean that you're still gonna feel that way. It can totally shift your mood. By making that decision to just show up and just do it is huge in itself, because you're not relying on how you feel in this present moment. You know that you can alter that and change that by your daily habit. So it's really important to be consistent, but also like having balance. Of course, if you're having like a really down day and you're like, okay, I'm really, really not in the mood to go to the gym today, or I'm really not in the mood to do this thing, and you're kind of having a low moment, I think it's really important to embrace those feels, But I think it's also important to be a little bit hard on yourself and push yourself because you really don't know what you're capable of. Oftentimes we underestimate what we're capable of and we get too much in our feels. And I know I'm pretty guilty of this as well, but sometimes you just have to rip off the Band-Aid and do it and realize it's not so scary and it's not as bad as it seems. Tip number 6, which is the final tip, stay accountable. This is why having a health coach is so great. I hold my clients accountable by having weekly check-ins. When they first sign up with me, we go over their main focus and goals. And then from there, we create a plan. I give them workouts, meals, lessons, and anything else that is going to help them be successful. From that point, it is up to my clients to do the work. But the great thing about this, chances are if you're paying for coaching and you have weekly check-ins with someone, it's going to motivate you to show up. Outside of coaching, consider sharing your goals with a friend or a family member or joining a support group or embarking on your health journey with a family member and a friend. That can be really, really helpful. And I find myself even doing this now. Like right now, I have a group of people that I go with to the gym. And sometimes not everyone can go. Oftentimes it's like my boyfriend and I going. Sometimes it's some of the girls that I work out with. So it really just depends. But that is something that has helped me stay on track with my fitness goals, as well as booking classes in advance. I use ClassPass, so I'll just book classes like on a Sunday or whenever classes open up. So that's in my calendar and I have to show up. So doing these little things are going to be super, super beneficial. So if you're interested in working together, I'm going to link my free consultation sign up down below. I'm happy to jump on a call. And please only consider joining this consultation if you are serious about coaching, if you are looking for a coach. I would love to just get to know you and your goals and how my program can best serve you. But that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some motivation and inspiration within all of this. This is obviously a topic that I can talk more and more about. So feel free to DM me if you found this episode interesting, or if you have any questions, or if you need some support and help. I'm always happy to chat. And share this episode with a friend if you benefited from it, or if you think a friend can benefit from it. And it always helps if you post this on social. So thanks for tuning in today, and I will talk to you next Tuesday.